currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Erica Sanford. What will Kirkland look like in 2035? To a large extent, that answer depends on what you and your neighbors think it should look like in 20 years. The City of Kirkland is hosting a second Community Planning Day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. October 19th at the Peter Kirk Community Center to hear your thoughts on the current planning efforts that will shape Kirkland's future. Interactive sessions will encourage group discussions on land use, transportation, the environment, and economic development as they should be addressed in the city's comprehensive plan. An informational presentation on community feedback and design concepts about the future of the Cross Kirkland Corridor will also be held. Residents and businesses will soon receive a postcard in the mail inviting them to the event. For more information on Community Planning Day, please visit www.kirkland.gov/Kirkland2035. Much of the recent talk about the Cross Kirkland Corridor has focused on its immediate future. That is, what will it look like after all the spikes, rails, and ties are gone? At the October 19th Community Planning Day, however, scores of residents will be discussing its long-term future and how it will interact with neighborhoods, businesses, street intersections, and transportation hubs. The most common question asked about the corridor is, can it really accommodate both a regional trail and a line of mass transit?
Yeah, the amazing thing about the corridor is that what most people see and think of is the 10-foot wide track, which is basically the length of the ties and then a few feet of ballast. But that's really only about 10% of the entire corridor. The entire corridor is actually 100 feet wide all the way through. And when you look back behind me, it's essentially from the trees to the trees. And that entire 100-foot width belongs to the city of Kirkland. Kirkland is somewhat unique in that for almost the entire length in the city of Kirkland, that 100-foot width has been preserved. And so we have the opportunity that very few other cities have, which is to use that full 100 feet to create a regional transportation system and a world-class regional trail. Just to give an example, a King County regional trail like the Burke-Gilman Trail or the East Lake Sammamish Trail that people are familiar with is about 30 feet wide. So you may have about 15 feet of paved trail and then soft shoulders that get you to 30 feet. Sound Transit, for their regional light rail specifications, needs 32 feet. So if you use those two as the modes that you wanted to have on this corridor, you only need 62 feet to accommodate both. And what we have here is 100 feet. And the city of Kirkland intends to use that to create a world-class regional trail, as well as a world-class transit connection that will link us from Totem Lake to Bellevue and its light rail, over to the city of Seattle, and even on down to the city of Renton. So this is really going to be all about connecting Kirkland in so many ways, for jobs, for recreation, for fitness, and really linking our neighborhoods in a way that we never have been able to do before.
This has been a community goal for a long time.
Yeah, in 1977, Burlington Northern still owned the corridor, and it was an active freight line. There was not a lot of freight on it, but it was an active freight line. The Kirkland elected officials, leaders at that time, were hoping to get access to about 30 feet of the corridor so that they could create the trail. And Burlington Northern said no, and they said no for decades. And you know, one of the things that I think demonstrates the value of public ownership of corridors like this and getting it out of the railroad's hands is then you can exert common sense and say there is more than enough space for a regional transit or train and a track and a trail, and you should make that happen. And so now the fact that the city of Kirkland owns it, we can actually achieve that goal.
Of course, achieving that goal will take time and partnerships.
So one of the many reasons we bought this is really the last big section of north-south capacity for transportation in the city of Kirkland. So we need to be working with our regional partners, Sound Transit, King County Metro, the state of Washington, to find a way to make sure we develop this not just as a regional trail, but as a transportation and commuter opportunity.
The pool at Juanita High School, better known as the Juanita Aquatic Center, faces the possibility of permanent closure by the Lake Washington School District. This potential has community members worried about losing an important community asset.
All those in favor of resolution R 5003, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
On September 17th, Kirkland City Council voted in favor of partnering with the Lake Washington School District to find options for a replacement facility. The pledge came as an amendment to the city's 2013-2014 work program. The council's action does not commit the city or school district to constructing a new facility, but to seek government, business, and nonprofit partnerships and explore what could be possible in providing an aquatic facility. In the coming months, the city's Parks and Community Services Department will identify strategies to begin this undertaking. For information on the city's efforts, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search Aquatic Center. Officials from King County and the cities of Kirkland and Bellevue came together recently to celebrate the opening of the garage at the South Kirkland Park and Ride. This garage marked an important milestone in the transit-oriented development project. The next phase is the building of affordable housing apartments, projected to be complete by the end of 2014.
We've transformed this once flat asphalt parking lot into a place with a higher purpose. A higher purpose being transit mobility and transit-oriented development. This garage boosts the available parking here from about 600 spaces to 785 right now and 850 when construction is complete.
Efficient commuting is a major goal for this garage, but with the anticipated funding cuts in King County Metro Transit Services, this may prove challenging.
As Dow mentioned, we have a 17% projected cut in transit service in 2014, and that really delays potential growth here on the east side and elsewhere. Many roads are constantly in need of repair and are going to gravel in rural King County. We have bridges that need to be repaired and many will have to close. We have a transit system that many depend on, and here on the east side, we are learning to love our transit system. We don't want it to go away. So it's essential that we receive funding tools from the legislature during the proposed upcoming special session.
Mayor Joan McBride hopes future residents will use the Cross Kirkland Corridor as a mode of transportation in conjunction to the newly renovated park and ride.
Also with this project, we are mere yards away from the Cross Kirkland Corridor, which as we speak, as we are here today, is being transformed into an interim trail for pedestrians and bicyclists. Just recently, the state of Washington awarded the city of Kirkland $1.3 million for design and construction of a pedestrian bridge connection between this parking lot and the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
In the next few years, the South Kirkland-Bellevue area will transform greatly, and it couldn't have happened without strong partnerships and teamwork.
Today, this project represents how well our collaboration with King County Metro and Kirkland can create a seamless, fully integrated, and user-friendly transit network. Together, we help producing another high-quality transit park and ride that will be more accessible, easier to use, faster to and from the east side, and safe and reliable for residents, visitors, and employees.
City and county leaders hope that the South Kirkland and Bellevue areas will become a commuter hub centered on efficiency and convenience. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.